Excitement is growing about the proposed regional high school and worker training center in Syracuse now that Governor Cuomo has included it as one of his state of the state priorities. He gave his first address Wednesday afternoon. The STEAM school and SUNY Empire State College apprenticeship program would be housed in the long vacant former Central High School building on South Warren Street. County Executive Ryan McMahon says it's essentially a shared service.
Instead of all these suburban districts trying to compete for state dollars to build out their own STEM curriculum and their own physical space in many cases, they will have the ability to send these students to a countywide STEAM school in our downtown, which is going to have the best curriculum and many partners in higher education.
How many times have you seen the city and the county and all the other school districts actually all rowing in the same direction? It's really a great sign, I think, for the future of our community.
That's Senator Rachel May, who spearheaded the project and repeatedly lobbied the governor's office to get his support. She's hopeful it will satisfy two essential needs for the area's economy.
Everywhere I go, I hear from employers who are desperate for skilled workers. So this is a great opportunity to train people right in the city for those jobs so that it's the populations that have maybe been frozen out of the job increases.
This is really a workforce laboratory that our employers are demanding that we have here in the county.
McMahon says the school and training center are critical to maintaining the area's economic momentum and investment. He knows some big local companies are certainly interested.
When you look at some of the economic clusters that we're just exploding in, whether it's our unmanned air systems, defense and aerospace industries, and what's going on with Lockheed Martin, SRC, Saab, when we're competing for investment for these companies, we need to show them first that we have the workforce here, or we can get and attract the talent to move here.
Both McMahon and May also say it's an opportunity to reduce poverty by increasing participation in the workforce. Onondaga County would need to front the $72 million needed to renovate the school, which McMahon says lawmakers could take up next month. The state would reimburse the county if the funding was approved as part of the state budget. For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website, WAER.org.